When Mum locked me in the coal shed after the incident with the chainsaw and the latex rabbit and the girl guides in the tent, she fed me pancakes under the door. She gave me a radio. I'd drool and smile and swivel that dial to the Dr. Demento show. I've stayed tuned in for 20 years, but now it's plain as plain. Oh, come on, Mum, and let me out. Compared to him, I'm sane. Well, bless my little pointed head, I'm howling at the moon. I'm nutty as a fruitcake when the doctor plays my tune. Dimensions and dementites from St. Lou to Sacramento. Know the weirdo with the beardo that the kids all call Demento. Listen each week and you might just freak and your senses will grow dim. You'll hit that crackpot jackpot and end up just like him. Calling all the funny farms, it's crazy time again. Bring out the beer, the doctor's here to scramble up your brain. Oh, 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 he's the guy, the reason why your funny bone was invented. If you're inclined to lose your mind, well, let's all get demented.
D-E-M-E-N-T-O, Dr. Demento.
He's the chap that Norman Bates would take home to his mum with songs about dead puppies and fish heads. Crazy words and crazy tunes, Spike Jones and a little bit of punk there. He don't give a about middle of the road unless there's a dead skunk there. Flo and Eddie, Cheech and Chong, and discs that won't go platinum, sung by folks that they keep locked up so other folks can't get at in them. Calling all the crazy houses, every padded cell. I've run amok, I'm Donald Duck.
As well.
My radio brings me that show that keeps me so contented. I'm king of the Zulus, I've got a screw loose, let's all get demented.
D-E-M-E-N-T-O, Dr. Demento.
Exactly, A to Zachary, it's Barnes and Barnes the goons. Steve Martin shaving foam and National Lampoon.
They're coming to take me away!
A geek with a neck like a pencil. Monty Python, Loudon, Wainwright, Gumby, Ogden, Edsel, Zappa and Elvira, and Weird Al Yankovic. It goes to show that Demento is one weird son of a... Calling all around the world, it's time to get delirious. Try Dr. D, and then you'll see.
You cannot be serious!
If you complain that he's insane, he'd be so complimented. Don't touch that dial, go hog wild, let's all get demented.
D-E-M-E-N-T-O,
Dr. Demento.
Planet Naboo, where a Federation fleet has launched an invasion! Queen Amidala, will you give in to the Federation's demands?
I will not condone a course of action that will lead us to war.
Obi-Wan Kenobi has arrived to rescue the Queen! Obi-Wan, what do you plan to do? Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn have touched down in a nearby swamp and are greeted by a freaky-looking creature.
Hi, my name is...
What?
Excuse me. My name is...
It's Jar Jar Binks.
What you eating there, boy? Crayons?
And he has a message for the two Jedi Knights. We've landed safely on Tatooine.
They will never get me onto one of those dreadful starships.
There's C-3PO and sidekick R2-D2.
I'm the mechanical man.
They've been working as hired help while waiting for George Lucas to make episode one.
They hung out with folks like Dennis Hopper and Bob Seger and Sonny and shit.
And there's Anakin Skywalker and his mom working as slaves in a junk shop. We're just in time for the pod races at Mos Espa Arena. There's the national anthem.
Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars.
Anakin is competing in a race for his freedom.
Look at that boy drive. Look at him go. He's really moving. There he goes again. Look up. He went by twice.
I sense much fear in you.
Jedi Master Yoda is here.
Oh, hello there. This is your old pal Grover.
Hey Yoda, what sage advice do you have for us today?
If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be
it.
Yoda has a message for young Anakin Skywalker.
Life's gonna suck when you grow up, when you grow up, when you grow up.
At last we will have revenge.
Wow, the man of the hour, Darth Maul, is here.
He was looking to sell some weed.
Hey, Darth, what are you doing when you're not terrorizing the galaxy?
Watching X-Files with no lights on.
Oh, watch where you're pointing that thing. Hey, aren't you in KISS? Well, I've got a flashlight, too. Take that.
Oh, no. Stop
kicking me! Oh, wait a second, Darth. This isn't accomplishing anything. What do you say we combine forces to stamp out the ultimate evil in the universe?
Time for Teletubbies. Time for Teletubbies.
Let's get him! Die, die, die! Come on, come on! Teletubbies, die! Get that purple one! Get the Teletubbies!
Wipe them out. All of them.
No!
Some Broadway show.
But Chuck thought it was stupid and he wouldn't go.
And then there was the night at the symphony. I disrupted the performance cause I had to go pee. The only thing I wanna do when I get the chance is to do the dead elephant dance. They tried to take me out to some trendy bar.
Chuck stumped the place up, smoking a huge cigar.
To some rich lady's mansion for society chat.
Chuck sat on the couch and he crushed the cat.
I pissed off a member at the country club when I hit on his wife and I called him a schlub. The only thing I want to do when I get the chance is to do the dead elephant dance.
Oh, yeah.
Dead elephant dance.
When
to a fancy restaurant late last night.
But Chunk and the waiter got into a fight.
I grabbed him by the hair and pushed his face in the food.
Chunk was getting even with the guy for being rude.
He had the nerve to say I didn't smell so good. So I dropped my pants and said, hey pal, check under the hood. The only thing I want to do when I get the chance is to do the dead elephant dance.
Dead elephant dance. Dead elephant dance. Dead elephant dance. The only thing I want to do when I get the chance is to do it.
Yeah.
Dead elephant dance.
Come on,
dead. Dead elephant dance. Dead elephant dance. Dead elephant dance. The only thing I want to do when I get the chance is do the dead elephant dance.
I was sitting with the secretary trying to ask her out. There's a bulge in the middle of me, slowly creeping south. Sweating like a water pipe, grinning through the pain. I'm reaching in my pocket for a pack of Rolaids. Hey, should have had the burger or the stuffed beef heart. Don't eat the special when there is no place to. Don't eat the special, it'll tear you up inside. It's mostly MSG, lightly battered or deeply fried. It's only flatulation, but it's such a gas. You'll feel better when the breeze blows past. Screaming to be free, hey, I'm holding back with everything I got. The power went out, the elevator stopped. In a box in a building, hanging in a shaft in the dark with a girl. I could have had a chance. Next time I'll order an a la carte. Don't eat the special when there is no place to. I'm gonna blow it by you now.
Twinkies and ding-dongs. Sorbate is an ingredient in Twinkies and Ding Dongs. It will cause diarrhea like prunes and cider. Twinkies are good for you and for me. They never go stale through the years. Ding Dongs are good for you and for me. You can impress all your peers. A lot of Twinkies and Ding Dongs, I can feed a lot of children in Ethiopia. And I know what I am talking about, 'cause I used to be an Ethiopian. If it weren't for Twinkies and Ding Dongs, I'd still be an Ethiopian. As an Ethiopian infant, my mom fed me with a bottle filled with Twinkies and Ding Dongs. Twinkies are good for you and for me. The white cream contains vitamin C. Ding Dongs are highly nutritious. The two chocolate layers are kind of spicy. Says manna, it means Twinkies and Ding Dongs. Of course, the cloud that led the Israelites was shaped like a Ding Dong. Oh, yeah! Twinkies provide good insulation in your walls for your house. They can also make a great mattress or a couch. Oh yeah! Twinkies are their own food group. The USDA recommends 49 a day. Ignore the Surgeon General's warning and eat your Ding Dongs every day. For you and for me, they do a body good. Ding Dongs are good for you and for me. They're just as important as firewood.
No cats mentioned in the Bible. I find this fact to be profound. There are dogs, hogs, frogs, and cattle, but cats are nowhere to be found. There are no cats mentioned in the Bible, so as far as I know, they ain't been saved. What we need is a feline revival to get them little kitties to behave. So next Sunday when your cat is acting rude, tearing up the sofa wanting food, stuff him in a box, you won't be cruel. Help him find religion, take him to Sunday school. There are no cats mentioned in the Bible. It's a secret only God could ever tell. But even if we can't solve this riddle, we should try to save our kitties from hell. So next Sunday when your cat wakes you up, grab him by the tail and pick him up. Haul him off to church, you'll do him right. He's long overdue to see the light. There are no cats mentioned in the Bible. I find this fact to be profound. There are dogs, hogs, frogs, and cattle, but cats are nowhere to be found.
Good evening and welcome to another Sunday night edition of The Midnight Stack with our host, me, KBC. And with Monday not far behind, we need to stand strong and united, and we'll get through this, okay? Today, I bring you cheerful stuff, I guess. This is something I should have done a long time ago. I'm kind of paying, you know, tribute after 30-some-odd years to the guy who really started it all for me, Dr. Demento. Dr. Demento is, in reality, a guy named Barrett Eugene Hansen, Barry Hansen. He just turned 75. He was born in Minneapolis, went to school out in Oregon, where he got the radio bug, moved on to L.A., where he wound up taking the syndication route with his show, which to me has always been pretty unique and has given me lots of fodder to fling at you, much as a ape might fling feces. Yes, it's been compared to that. So I don't like to think of it that way, but okay. So anyway, it's really hot up here today, so you might hear the fans going. It's actually 88 degrees. I'm on the second floor of my house. Of course, that's where the heat hangs out. Mostly Jersey, my co-producer, is right here by my side, but she's found a nice, cozy, cool spot in the corner and doesn't look like she's going to move. So anyway, what have we heard? Well, let me tell you, all right? Sit down and relax. I'll get to it. We started with Ivor Biggin and perhaps the Red Nosed Burglars. I'm not sure. He had a couple of different bands behind him. Let's All Get Demented, that was a tribute to the man himself. Hey Phantom Menace was Whimsical Will. Will Simpson, a DJ friend of the Doctors from L.A., still active. And he was doing the Demented News on the show for a while, et cetera, et cetera. Ripping off the Dickie Goodman playbook, okay? Yeah, it's a ripoff. Anyway, we heard Snake Oil Medicine Show with the wax-covered fuzzball. The Dead Elephant Dance was Chuck Lucky. Kyle L. Woolley and Don't Eat the Special. I'm serious, Don't Eat the Special. Slash J. Frank and Twinkies and Dig Dongs, followed by Joe and Sharon Keefe, the Cat Song, and then Barnes and Barnes, and that was Cats. You know them best for Fish Heads, which you will not be hearing today. No need to thank me. Let us continue.
Take where you could instantly be able to play the guitar just like Eddie Van Halen or B.B. King or Segovia, and each of the various styles of these different guitar players would be represented by different kinds of pills. Like, for example, if you wanted to play like Eddie Van Halen, there'd be these bright red gelatin capsules you could take. And the B.B. King pills would be dark blue. And they'd be called blues. For obvious colloquial reasons. And they would ideally be washed down with a pint of early time. And the Segovia pills would be these little tiny brown pills. But they'd be the most powerful pills of all, because he's really the best guitar player when you stop and think about it. I mean, that Spanish classical shit's really hard to play when you're drunk. And you could take one of these pills and be able to play like the guy on the label, like for about 3 hours. Like, let's say if you were at a party, if you wanted to impress your girlfriend, or maybe to impress her parents, let's say if they were just kind of undecided about you. And you wouldn't have to pay any dues, you wouldn't have to spend countless hours practicing all the damn time, you wouldn't have to suffer for your art. By suffering, I mean like not being able to go out on a Saturday night, you wouldn't have to worry about getting screwed over by a bunch of club owners and managers, and you wouldn't have to worry about having your kids hate you, or wife leave you, or getting arthritis, or dying in a plane crash just because of all the pain involved in getting that good. Wouldn't that be great? If there was a pill like that, wouldn't that be neat?
I called. I think it's my heart. I don't know. I feel funny. What? I don't want to go to the rest home. I don't know about nobody there. Oh, the Joplin Memorial Rest Home for Aging Rock Stars? Hell, I got a lot of friends there. What? You and my one good ear. You know us old rock stars can't go worth a damn. What? You're going to give me shelter in the rest home in that helicopter there? What? Get in the helicopter? I got stones? Too much stones I've been listening to? Well, we're rocking in the rest home in the year 2030. Us old folks play the Rolling Stones because new stuff's too dirty. On Sundays, our hymn books. Yeah, you should see. We sing, Jesus is just alright with me. Now it's old men on the block. Huey Lewis ain't no news. Black Sabbath got religion and they're sitting in their pews. F.T. Hammer runs a rap group for senior citizen sport. Michael Jackson does leaders in wheelchairs, raise money for senior sports. We're rocking in the rest home. Rockin' in the rest room in the year 2030. We use the old Fender amps and new stuff's too dirty. Technopop, Nuki Rock, Lollapalooza. Hip-hop, heavy metal, and Slash to us, they're a loser. We're gathered in our wheelchairs, rocking to the music. Cause youth is only skin deep and we sure don't want to lose it. See that lady in that wheelchair, tapping with such ease? Little do they know it's really Parkinson's disease. We're rockin' in the rest home. We're rockin' in the rest home. We're rockin' in the rest home. Yeah. Rockin', rappin', rockin', rockin'. Rockin' in the rest home in the year 2030. Cher's finally got chastity, she's no longer flirty. Madonna wrote a book called Incontinence. At first she only told her friends. Now her reputation is resting on depends. The Rolling Stones are gone and they gather no moss. Bruce Springsteen got a conservator, he's no longer the boss. Anthrax got a disease, but the cure filled the void. Now the butthole surfers come down with hemorrhoids. We're rockin' in the rest home. Rockin' in the rest home. We're rockin' in the rest home. Rockin', rockin', rappin', rockin'. Ozzy Osbourne, did you sneak into the kitchen again and bite off the chicken heads? And stop jumping on your bed or it'll be no drugs tonight. Latoya, get out of the men's dorm right now. Janet Jackson, stop dancing like that. No more Rhythm Nation for you. It'll be another hip operation. Tina, what are you drinking? Is that real coffee I smell? You're only supposed to have tea, not any coffee. Where'd you get that? Don't you drink? Don't you chuckle like that before I can get you? Oh no, you drink the whole darn stuff. You know you're not supposed to have real coffee. Oh no, slow down. Stop rocking so fast. Slow down. Slow down. Oh my God. Call the nurse. Call the nurse. No, no. Call the doctor. Slow down. Slow down. Stop. Stop it, Tina. Stop it, Tina. Oh my God. Another one bites the dust.
Hey. Where am I? Somebody set me up. Push me over by the window. Hey, nurse. Hello? Is there anybody out there? I'm pushing the button. I know the light's on. I can see it from here. I know you're out there. You can't leave me in here forever, you know. I'll learn how to crawl. I'll get out of this bed. You're really starting to piss me off, you know, because I'm all alone in my bedroom. I've lost my teeth and my hair. And the warm smell of Bengay's rising up in the air. On the floor in my bedpan, I see a shimmering sight. They better flush it down the toilet quick. It's gonna stink all night. Boy, my tummy is rumbling. I hear the dinner bell. I just know they're gonna serve some of that pureed meatloaf from hell. Then they turn on the phone, oh, and it's starting to play. But there's voices in my applesauce. I thought I heard them say, oh, welcome to the rest home, Arizona. It's such a sultry place. There's oatmeal on my face. There's nothing to do at the rest home, Arizona. Except for sit and sweat all year. Man, it's really hot in here. Oh, the nurses here are real twisted. No, they don't put sheets on the bed. And if you complain about the way they cook, well, they smack you right in the head. And then they dance in the courtyard, dripping with sweat. And some dance the fandangos, and some dance the two-step. So I called up my doctor. I said, hey, bring me some pills. He said, I don't have time to do that now. I have a golf game at Rolling Hills. Oh, and still those voices are calling from my dinner plate. Listen to them now. They wake me up in the middle of the night. I hear my fruit cup say, it says, welcome to the rest home, Arizona. It's such a sultry place. There's pudding on my face. Somebody help me get this out of here. And they keep me locked up at the rest home, Arizona. Man, it's really hot in here. Hey, I sure could use a beer. You know, I got Jell-O on a lettuce leaf. And look at this, Geritol on ice. And I just say, hey, once in a little while, you know, some solid food would be nice. Then they served up some tuna and a prune jubilee. Well, they mixed it up in a bowl with some mayonnaise and they dumped it on my knee. What the hell is that? Last thing I remember, I was running for the bathroom door. I had to have a movement now, and I didn't want to mess up the floor. No. Relax, said the head nurse. We are trained to help ease. I said, hey, you can watch me anytime you like, but you can't watch me pee.
It's been 30 long years since I've walked these stairs down to my lab. No one cares. The mad scientist of rock and roll. It's apparent to me time has taken its toll. My son's taken over. He's quite a bright lad, bringing life to the dead, just like his old dad. He does things now with computers and lasers that I once would perform with straight-edged razors. Let's visit him now. Who knows what's in store? Just one moment, please, while I open this door.
Father, it's you! I'm glad that you're here. Come see what I've done, but don't get too near.
Good work, my boy. It's the right shade of green. It's the best-looking monster I've ever seen. Right brain?
Fritz, you idiot! Which jar did you use?
The one marked musician, heavy metal, not blues.
Fritz, work quickly! We may lose control! Only music has the power to give it a soul!
Get the old man on drums! Let the mummy play bass!
Give the thing a guitar! There's no time to waste! Creation has become a success, and I've grown fond of its music, I must confess. Oh, I never thought that it would ever survive. I'm delighted to say that it's still alive.
It's alive!
Them with utmost care and thought the tracks were deer. Then suddenly it hit me, what was happening in here?
There's a moose in my house.
I thought it was a deer.
There's a moose in my house.
But now it's really clear.
There's a moose in my house.
Got a major problem here.
Moose, moose in my house.
What am I gonna tell my dog? I checked my mail and found a box from the Sierra Club. I ran into the bathroom and found moose here in my tub. My bill from Bell had phone calls to the Yukon and Montana. My toothbrush smells like moose breath. I'm missing my pajamas.
There's a moose in my house.
I don't know what to do.
There's a moose in my house.
I stepped in moosey poo.
There's a moose in my house.
My dog is turning blue.
Moose, moose in my house.
backyard and found a troop of Cub Scout campers. I asked them why that they were there. It is my yard, you know. They said, we are moose hunters. This is the place to go.
We're moose hunters.
Oh, yeah?
They're in your house.
I know. You want to get out of my yard? I know this all sounds stupid. You probably think I'm dumb. You might think I'm a mental case or maybe just a bum. But someday you just might come home and find a big surprise. A moose takes up a lot of space and really draws the flies.
There's a moose in my house.
I thought it was a deer.
There's a moose in my house.
But now it's really clear.
There's a moose in my house.
I should have had that beer.
There's a moose in my house.
Got a major problem here.
There's a moose in my house.
I don't know what to do.
There's a moose in my house.
I stepped in moosey poo.
There's a moose in my house.
I hope that there aren't two.
There's a moose in my house.
My dog is turning blue.
There's a moose in my house.
Moose, moose, moose.
There's a moose in my house.
Got a moose in my house.
Moose.
There's a moose in my house.
Got a moose in my house. There's a moose in my house.
I love your walk,
nobody home.
I love your smile, but when you talk,
there's nobody home.
I love it when you speak your mind,
nobody home.
It's nice to have some quiet time,
there's nobody home.
The sign says there's no vacancy, but everything you say to me convinces me most certainly there's
nobody home.
Oh, no, there's
nobody home.
Woo! I say penny for your thoughts,
nobody home.
But it seems you're out of stock,
there's nobody home.
When I ask if I can count on you,
nobody home.
You take off your gloves and shoes,
there's nobody home.
The sign says there's no vacancy, as you stare at me vacantly. The lights are out, but I can't see, there's
nobody home.
Oh no, there's
nobody home.
The cheese is slipping off the cracker,
cracker.
The deck is short a card or two. The six-pack has a bottle missing,
missing.
I'm not dissing, just describing you. On your door you left a note that said,
nobody home.
Truer words I've never read,
there's nobody home.
I've seen fireflies that shed more light, but being with you sure feels right. And I'm glad you're out with me tonight. And there's
nobody home.
Oh no, there's
nobody home.
Bye-bye, there's
nobody home.
See you later.
Nobody home.
Woo! Nobody home, baby.
Nobody home.
Hello, Earth to you.
There's nobody home.
Ding dong. No, not you, the doorbell.
Nobody home.
Ah, Dave? Dave's not here.
There's nobody home.
Bye-bye.
There's nobody home.
Oh, me, oh, my, oh, you. I don't know what to do.
Hallelujah, the question is peculiar.
It's got me on the go. I'd give a lot of dough.
If someone here would tell me, is it yes or is it no? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
If you chew it in the morning, will it be too hard to bite?
Can't you see I'm going crazy? Won't somebody put me right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? The nation rolls as one and sent its favorite son
to the White House. This mighty country's lighthouse.
He saw the president. He said that I've been sent
to solve the burning question that involves the continent. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Would you use it on your collar when your button's not in sight?
Put your hand beneath your seat and you will find it there all right.
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Does
the fibbing lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
If your teacher tells you not to chew it, swallow it, but fight.
Could you grab it with your tonsils and then swing it left and right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Here comes the blushing bride, the boob right at her side.
To the altar, as steady as Gibraltar.
The bridegroom has the ring, it's such a pretty thing.
She puts it on her finger and the choir begins to sing. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Always paste it on your napkin if you want to be polite.
Could you get a job as typist if you couldn't chew it right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Well, it makes a fellow shut up when he's dying to recite.
Would you give it to your parent if he isn't cursing right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
All right, so we're back. And anyway, for the record, just so you know, for me it all started back in November of 1979. Some friends and I were on the way back from the Palladium in New York City, where we had just seen Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Now, I had gone there with a girl who I was very, very interested in. Very, very interested. And somehow along the way, she met some guy she knew. I'm not sure how this happened, but she disappeared, and I never really saw her the same way again. But anyway, on the way home, I needed some cheering up, and lo and behold, on the radio came Dr. Demento with Fish Heads by Barnes & Barnes, which started me laughing, and I've never stopped since, and it's all been downhill. I've gone to great extremes to collect good stuff, humorous stuff, oddballs, etc. And my whole purpose in life is to share them with people because I don't want this stuff to be forgotten. I think it's very important, and it just is a big part of the whole musical experience. And I know it's going to die anyway, but hey, at least I've given it my shot. So anyway, we started with Henry Phillips, the Guitar Pill. Rocking in the Rest Home was Pat Sojourner. Rest Home Arizona was Rowdy and Sage. We heard Bobby Boris Pickett and It's Alive. I'm sorry, I should say that the right way. It's Alive! Is that better? Okay, glad to help. Moose in My House was Scott Lanningham. Nobody Home was The Toys and The Happiness Boys. Billy Jones and Ernie Hare. Does the spearmint lose its flavor? Bet you didn't know that song was that old, did you? Well, it is. So, all right, so I got one more. I'm going to close out with the thing that the doctor used every week to close out, which is called Cheerio Cherry Lips Cheerio by Scrappy Lambert. And I'll see you next week with more stuff, because that's what I do. Got it? That's what I do, and I'm very serious about my comedy. Don't make me laugh. All right? Anyway, I should mention that I got all these things from the Demento Society. They would send out a disc every year of clean versions of the stuff you'd heard on the show all year. So I had a collection of those, and that's what everything here is from. Now, I'm going to continue this on my website, on my podcast from WFMU on Tuesday, so you can find that at WFMU.org. All different stuff, all right? And what is this music? I'll bet you don't know.
Give me a smile when I go. shouldn't look so blue, because everyone loves that smile of yours. Cheerio when the moon sails along. In your heart, sing a bright little song. Someday I'll kiss away your troubles and woe. Cheerio, cherry lips, cheerio. Cheerio, cherry lips, cheerio.